I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Haiti was rattled by a strong aftershock this morning. It was the strongest temblor yet since the earthquake that caused so much death and destruction in Haiti last week. Today's aftershock sent people scrambling into the streets of Port-au-Prince, and there are reports of some new damage in the city. But the focus in Haiti remains on speeding the flow of aid to survivors. The BBC's Nick Davis is in Port-au-Prince. Nick, you must have felt the aftershock. What was that like?
Yeah, I did indeed. I mean, you've got to bear in mind that a lot of us here, a lot of journalists working on very little sleep. I was actually looking forward to a little lie-in, an extra hour in bed, when sure enough, just after 6 local time, I felt the bed shaking, and when I basically got out of bed, I felt a sensation which is just horrible, the ground moving beneath my feet. I quickly put a top on. Bad idea, because clearly all the Haitians are just used to getting away from buildings as quick as possible. By the time I got into the courtyard, the courtyard was just full of people running away from the walls just in case anything came down. That's what they've very used to. That's what people here are having to deal with. I went to one of these makeshift camps which has been set up, and I spoke to a pregnant woman there, and she said her children were crying and screaming because they were just reliving the moment just over a week ago when that magnitude 7 quake hit Port-au-Prince.
And the center of this aftershock was in the town of Petit Goave. What reports are coming out of there?
So far, very little, but it seems as if there had been some damage. You've got to bear in mind that some of the houses, which were obviously shaken by the magnitude 7 quake, they've been very much weakened. They're structurally unsound. All it would take is just a smaller quake just to bring down some more damage to these already weakened houses.
And Nick, in the rest of the country, a week after the earthquake, people are still going hungry, cut off from the capital and its air and seaports. How bad is the food situation today?
The food situation is still pretty much the same as it was. I mean, every time we've spoken, I've said that food really isn't getting through to the majority of people. But water, I do have to say that I have seen a difference in water. When you go out now on the street, you do see these water containers, these trucks carrying gallons upon gallons of water. As soon as they arrive in an area, people run from round and abouts with anything that they can fill up with. Slowly but surely, at least water's getting out there. The trucks are about and they are delivering, and it really is. I mean, that's the fundamental one, really, isn't it?
You know, Nick, many Haitians are still in need of medical care for their injuries. We're going to hear about that in a few minutes in the program. But today, a U.S. Navy hospital ship arrived there. How is that helping out?
The problem is that there are so many people and they're scattered all over the city. Not everybody has the transport to be able to take them from point A to point B. Not everybody can be expecting to get on board a floating medical ship. The situation for people is very patchy. I went up to an area not far from here. It's close to, actually it's in the grounds of the Prime Minister's home. It's basically been turned into a makeshift camp. There were some Chilean doctors who were operating and working there, and they had plenty of supplies, plenty of equipment, had a nice trickle of patients coming through. Compare and contrast that to reports which we're getting of some hospitals, 80 beds for 500 patients and more still coming in without the supplies they need. You know, if any word could be used to describe the situation here, it is patchy.
Nick Davis with the BBC in Port-au-Prince. Thanks as always.
Take care. Speak to you soon.